adult recovery position. The unconscious casualty. When a person is unconscious, their muscles relax and the body's natural reflexes such as coughing and gagging may not function properly. If the person is lying on their back, there are a number of hazards that can block the airway, including the tongue. When the tongue relaxes, it can fall back toward the throat and block the airway. Fluids, such as vomit and blood. Regurgitation, when the muscle at the top of the stomach relaxes, a slow, silent passive flow of stomach contents can enter the airway, which is then inhaled into the lungs. Placing an unconscious casualty in the recovery position protects the airway from these hazards. It will maintain a clear airway, facilitate drainage, and reduce the risks of inhaling foreign material. When to use the recovery position? The recovery position should be used for anyone with a reduced level of consciousness. When the casualty has no evidence of serious physical injury, is breathing normally and does not need CPR. If the casualty has a traumatic injury, they should be left in the position found, ideally flat with the airway open. Keep them still and continually monitor airway and breathing. You should only use the recovery position if their airway is at risk, for example, when there are fluids such as vomit or blood in the airway. You are unable to maintain an open airway. You have to leave them to get help. Always turn the casualty onto their left side if possible. This is particularly important for an unconscious casualty who is heavily pregnant, as it prevents the baby from compressing one of the main blood vessels in the mother's abdomen. How to put a child or adult in the recovery position? Watch this video to see how to put a child or adult in the recovery position.